Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. We have a little guest popping into the next segment that will be open phones for the rest of the hour. I'm going to go to Jamie, and then 24 after, we'll start getting to Kevin, Scott, William, and others. I'm going to get to all of you first-time callers only today. 800-259-9231. 1,600 times regular safe levels background radiation in Japan, areas of Japan right now. You've got this coalition in NATO breaking up. You've got the scandal of Obama putting us directly under UN control without even trying to reach out to Congress, and Congress has laid down and taken it, except for Ron Paul saying this is part of the birth of world government correctly. Only Ron Paul. We've heard a little bit from Rand Paul. That's it. That's it. And a few Democrats. Truly disgusting. We've got a lot of other economic news coming up in the next segment. U.S. approaching insolvency. That's what the Dallas Fed chief said. Better listen up. JB and Tejas in Texas. You're on the air, JB. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right. A little bit of horse today for some reason.
Man, you got one heck of a show. I tell you, man, I seen your end game on the plate on the network here in Houston on 55 Channel. And fourth largest city was watching that movie and just freaking out, man. I had people calling me going, wow, I didn't know it was all coming down, man. The end game.
Well, that film was made almost 4 years ago. There's a lot of liberty-loving people that own TV stations and cable channels airing and broadcast TV, airing my films all over the country. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I had people call me. They were just totally tripping out because I've been talking about what you've been talking about. And they said, well, that can't be. I said, well, watch this flick. You'll freak. And they were just freaking out, man. And I was going to call you and ask you, you know, NASA, they've done thrown them a bone where they can't do any more space flights. Won't these super-duper NASA engineers and scientists see if they can make some kind of a repair on that reactor? I mean, they can make stuff that unfolds in space. They can make a cover for that thing to keep people from breathing.
Well, here's the deal. They could put together a new giant dome in pieces and then weld it together, but it's built on the ocean and there's a water table right there, so it's going down into the water table, into the aquifer in Japan that's under that. They built it on an earthquake fault line, one of the most geologically unstable areas in the world, where they have tsunamis, and stored the 39 years of spent fuel rods on top of it. Doesn't sound too smart.
Well, I don't see any quality, safety, or productivity control or anything. I don't see any safety in there. I don't know what they were drinking, what they were thinking. But let me just say this. NASA's not working. Put them to work. They can fan fold a cover over the thing, get the air cleaned out, and then they can go and work underneath there and see if they can put some liquid nitrogen and some other stuff in there and take care of the cooling of it.
Well, that's a good idea. They could actually drill in and start pumping the water out into containers they then ship out. That's a good idea. But, see, they need the water there to keep it cooled, but it's all shattered from the explosions, so it's a catch-22. And they're sending in firefighters and police. Most of the plant workers refuse to go back in. And in the warrior society in Japan, the whole samurai thing has been handed down to the firefighters and police. Do you think our cops would go bathe themselves in the radiation that's going to kill them?
I don't think they would. I'll say this. Those 50 guys are the probably most bravest guys I've ever heard of. I know we got some brave guys in the military here, but I'm talking Bo Greitz. He's one of the bravest. But, I mean, you know, and what you're doing, you're brave for, you know, speaking your mind and all. But these cats have to be over the top, you know.
Well, they're true warriors. I mean, they see themselves as basically the warrior ants in the anthill, and they're there to die, and that's what they said, but they're not trained. The military and the firefighters and the police, that's who they've got in there, are not trained, and so they're in there with fire hoses up against reactors that are basically boiling high radiation out on them. And when they say 50, it's actually several hundred that they rotate through, but 50 at a time. And it's a serious battle, and I appreciate your call, JB. Now, I'm going to get into some economic news coming up for one segment, and I promise I'll hurry through calls. I'll try my best. Jamie, Kevin, Scott, William, and others. First-time callers today, 800-259-9231. But after the break, U.S. approaching insolvency, fixed to be painful. The head of the Dallas Fed says we'll cover this and what it signifies on the other side. Stay with us.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for one segment, we're going to look at economic news and coming back straight to your phone calls. Then Aaron Dykes is in studio with an investigation on the weather and tectonic weapon that they admit they have via the HAARP system in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. Oil is up to $105 a barrel right now and climbing. They're blaming it on Libya. That obviously is not helping the economy. Food prices worldwide are at the highest increase that we've seen since 1974, the year that I was born. And that's fueling a lot of this insurrection worldwide that the globalists then piggyback on, because in many of these third world countries, half or more of the income that people get in many areas like Egypt, the general population makes $2 or less a day. It is basically causing them to starve. Now, remember, in the last month, we've seen the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times of London, we've seen Time Magazine, Newsweek, all say the end of the dollar is nigh. The end of the dollar. Well, when we lose the dollar, we lose everything. That's all we had left to buy all these cheap goods for our service economy. And if the dollar is devalued further, which they're signaling is going to happen, and is decoupled and phased out as the world reserve currency, then we are going to have massive increases in the cost of living in a country already sliding into depression by every yardstick, by every major economist we interview. But here's CNBC.com last night, U.S. approaching insolvency, fixed to be painful. And this is coming from the very people that have engineered this, now posing as our saviors. The United States is on a fiscal path towards insolvency, and policymakers are at a tipping point. A Federal Reserve official said last night, if we continue down the path of which the fiscal authorities put us, we will become insolvent. The question is when. Dallas Federal Reserve Bank President Richard Fisher said in a question and answer after delivering a speech at the University of Frankfurt, the short-term negotiations are very important. I look at this as a tipping point. And the negotiations are cutting Social Security, cutting the chicken feed that got us addicted to government, and paying more and more of the GDP to the bankers. So cutting overall spending for the general public and pushing that spending towards the bankers. We are all mindful of this phenomenon. Speaking personally, I'm concerned that we are going to be extremely vigilant on that front, Fisher said in an interview. I think the beginning of the process, and it's going to be very painful. That's called austerity. I wanted to bring up Steve Shank, who for more than 30 years has been the leader in high-quality storable foods grown right here in the United States, because he is running a special for just a few weeks more. He can tell us the exact dates for free shipping on all of their high-quality storable foods, but I've also got him here. That's one of the biggest costs in storable foods is the shipping. And food prices for him have gone up. He started reporting this 2 years ago, but he kept prices down and tried to make up for it by ramping up production in the free market using supply and demand to try to get ahead of this. But it's really getting bad. Now they're not denying that food prices are exploding everywhere. And as the dollar accelerates its devaluation, you're only going to see not just food but every other commodity like oil go up and up and up. Steve Shank, good to have you here with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Alex. And what you were commenting about with the oil, we've been running statistics for the last 5 years, and as the oil prices go up, there's an exact, when you graph food prices and oil prices, they are, you might as well be looking at the same lines on the graph. And what's happening is everything that you and I have talked about for the last 3 years, all of the predictions, we are literally in a perfect storm situation with regard to an economic failing, and every single road on the economic scale leads to food. It's the determining factor in these third world countries that are falling right and left. And as the American dollar does what we've all known that it was in the process of doing, that is shooting food prices to the point where we have millions of American families already. Now, the news media talk about the third world people that can't afford food. We've got millions of American families that are in that situation. And so one of the things that we're dealing with, in our conversations before, Alex, we've talked about the ethanol thing. Now, ethanol, which was supposed to save our bacon with regard to fuel prices, is causing the fuel prices to go up.
And by the way, Steve, 4 years ago on our broadcast, you predicted the ethanol situation, the oils. I mean, you really knew what you were talking about.
Well, it doesn't take brain surgery, Alex. We're sitting out there. We're having to buy raw materials way out a year ahead. And as we're doing that, we're looking at what's happening as these food prices are literally pricing Americans out of the market.
And a lot of the food makers have adulterated the quality. They have something called meat glue, where they take chunks of meat they couldn't sell and put it into fake beef steaks and actually glue it together with artificial clotting agent and slice it. They've tried to lower food quality to try to keep prices down, but now even that can't cover up what's going on. And you talk about perfect storm, the wars, the oil prices, the food prices, and now we've got the new bubble that you predicted years ago of the big multinational brokerage firms racing into food, bidding the price up.
Now, you mentioned the weather control, which is fascinating. All of the huge population countries, you've got India and China, they literally are in serious trouble. China is losing 60% of its wheat this year.
Russia?
As a result of this continuing drought thing. Which means that they are literally farming America. Our leaders are refusing to shut down exports. Every other country that's short on food is shutting down exports. We're allowing our commodities traders to buy up American food and sell it overseas to these large population countries that are buying everything they can get right out from under us. And that's causing an addition to the food prices going up because we are having unprecedented shortages of food in a country which is now importing about 40% of its food to begin with.
Unbelievable.
You mentioned the perfect storm. Every single circumstance that's out there that can affect shortages of food and boosting the price of food is in play right now, including other countries buying the food out from under us. This Japanese tragedy is just another shockwave of letting us know with all of the conditions we can't control, like the world disaster situation where we've got
Russia this year
and droughts and others
suspended all foreign shipments of grain because they had all those fires.
Absolutely. And the thing is, China is in a situation where they are the country that tries to control weather more than any other country in the world, and they can't get it to rain or snow anyplace where they're growing their food. They're in deep, deep trouble, and that puts us in deep trouble. So basically what we've got is a situation where the only choice that families have right now, based on what you and I have talked about, is to freeze the cost and the availability of food by putting in their supplies while they can still afford them and while there's still food to buy. That's exactly what we're dealing with. This is not doom and gloom. This is fact. This is what we're dealing with right now. I've got our buyers out there way ahead of us, a year ahead out there contracting for food. And believe me, commodities buyers are out there competing with us right now for American food to feed American people, many of which are starving right now.
Now, to explain that inside baseball, you've been able to hold down prices quite a bit when others haven't, because you will bid out and buy food that hasn't even been grown yet a year in advance. That's how these businesses work when you get big enough to be able to keep the prices very, very competitive. But look, with all the depression news, the war news, I promote what I believe in. And I bought a lot of storable food from other companies. It was terrible, MSG, fillers. I finally found you guys years ago. It's super high quality. And so I approached you about being a sponsor. People need to take advantage of this deal. How long are you running this free shipping? Because for folks that don't know, this food weighs a lot. And so that's a huge part of the cost that you're knocking off here.
Well, we're running it through the 31st of this month. So we've got just a few days. We've got 7 or 8 days. But if folks will get their orders in. Now, one of the things that we have is we've got a lot of folks realizing that they have no choice but to try and freeze the cost and the availability of the food. So they're ordering. So we're telling folks, give us 4 weeks on the shipping. That's fine. We'll handle it.
Because you're not selling them old food.
In.
I mean, you're preparing fresh food right now.
Oh, absolutely. The food is prepared after we receive the order just because we're moving so fast. But we've always done that because one of the things with storable food, you don't want any stuff that's old. You want the full shelf life on it.
And I want to warn people, there's other good companies out there, but there are a lot of them selling 10, 15-year-old garbage.
Yep. That's true, and the problem is that to the average person, one piece of dried food looks like another piece of dried food, and they don't know the difference, but we sure do, and that's one of the key things. People have to have good quality food, because right now, the decisions that people are making, their life depends on it. This is the first time in the history of mankind that we've had a worldwide situation that's as serious as this is.
By the way, if anybody doubts, they can just Google record global food shortage. They're predicting even more riots due to this. People need to be self-sufficient. EFoodsDirect.com, the letter EFoodsDirect.com, banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Steve, give folks the toll-free number.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And if you get the calls in and you get on the internet, we're going to run this free shipping through the 31st of this month.
All right, Steve. I'm going to give that number out again when we come back.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Japanese media and government is admitting that a neutron beam is being emitted from Fukushima number 2. Only plutonium or uranium, that's the live reactor, can put that out. So we're going to be breaking that down after I take some more phone calls. They are reporting 1,600 times safe levels of radiation as far away as 20 kilometers from the reactor. By the way, Steve got cut off there by the break. If you want to call eFoodsDirect.com and ask any questions or get a color brochure, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com if you missed that. Okay, I promise to go to your calls. This is a short segment, but I'm going to bang through these. I love hearing from you. I'm sorry we haven't gotten to a lot of you yet. Jamie, Kevin, Scott, William, Pam, we're going to get to all of you. Jamie in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Fukushima has changed so many facets to our lives and our world, and ties into Libya. It ties into what Steve Shank was saying about the perfect storm. One of the layers of the danger is just how it's changed our daily lives. To people now accept low-level radiation as normal. And the implications of that are so serious in that my fear is that, well, in never letting the good nuclear crisis go to waste, I can see this playing out to people, I think, post-Fukushima. If somebody was to drop a nuke on somebody else, our perception about how that would affect our lives is different now.
Very well said, Jamie. You know, the Pentagon 6 years ago changed its policy and said that they're now preparing to use, quote, small nukes on countries as tactical weapons preemptively, including plans to drop over 100 low-yield bunker busters on Iran's mountain facilities and government facilities that are hardened. And that's exactly what's happening. Pre-91, they wouldn't let the troops use depleted uranium munitions. Then they waved a magic wand and said, good for you. And it's the same thing here now. They are actually saying that. I mean, did your gut tell you that, or were you already aware that you are correct? They're actually planning this.
Well, it's actually 10 months ago I watched the Obama deception. I set out on a mission to prove you wrong, and so now I'm a daily listener. My gut tells me that it's all part of acceptance. You know, like you've talked about many times before, you accept a little bit into your lives, and they give you more and more. My gut tells me that, you know, 2 weeks ago, people, if you would have dropped a nuke on somebody, you'd have people, you know, take a potassium iodine. You'd have them trying to stock up on food as quickly as possible. You'd have them trying to find shelters. And now people just don't seem to care about radiation. So people aren't going to be, if you drop a nuke, they're not going to prepare their lives and not try and, you know, they've taken your natural instinct to protect yourselves and your young away from us by telling us it's normal.
And well, they've taught people it's stylish and cool to be under austerity. That's all over the newsstand shelves for the trendies, that being bankrupt is cool, having nothing is fun, radiation's probably good for you. It's not just Ann Coulter and Fox News saying it. It's fun to have your bank account stolen. It's fun to have wars. Torture is cool. Being a slave is fun. And they're basically selling us on uncommon sense. You know, they're selling us on being chumps. That so many yuppies I run into that know who I am but don't like the show, and it is the minority, but they come over and giggle and laugh and they think it's real funny to be informed, and they think being ignorant is like a shield of infallibility. They wear their willful ignorance like a medal on their chest. I mean, have you run into that?
Oh yeah, it's now taboo to be worried about radiation. You say, you know, if you're in Washington State, you know, we've seen increased levels, and you mention that to somebody, and they look at you like you're nuts, like you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, it's like, why would you worry about radiation?
So, well, they can see the radiation beams now coming out at night, shooting several miles out in different directions. It's now confirmed. Major Japanese TV reporting, don't worry about the neutron beams. At night, you can see the blue beams. They can even see it. It's like nutritious, good. And I think Ann Coulter should go sit right in front of the beam, right at the opening of these blasted reactors, and then she ought to drink in it, fountain of youth, and just lavish herself. Calgon, take me away. Fukushima, take me away. They could bottle the Fukushima reactor water, and women could I guarantee if Ann Coulter told conservative women to get it, they would buy bottles of radioactive water, feed it to babies, roll around in it. I'm not joking. I mean, you go to the store, it says fluoride water for babies. Put it in their formula. Meanwhile, the American Medical Association 6 years ago came out and said, do not give fluoride water to children under six, but doesn't matter. Drink the fluoride. Drink the uranium. Enjoy yourselves. Good to hear from you, Jamie. Kevin, Scott, William, Pam, and others. I was on Man Cow this morning. Big syndicated show. and I pointed out that it came out in Texas. The government covered up uranium in the water, and he just didn't even know what to say. I mean, I'm not making that up. I mean, they actually put it in the water here.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Mr. Nice Guy from the New World Order. Got a hold of me. We need to be nice to each other, but not too nice to the New World Order. We need to expose these rats for the criminals they are. Or the sky is the limit with these people. Now, I announced this at the start of the show, but I kind of forgot that he was coming on. It's such a special guest because he lives in Japan. He was out of the country before this happened. He's now back. James Corbett of the Corbett Report will be with us into the next hour. But I promised to go to these callers, so he's gracious enough to hold via video Skype from Japan. While we go to Val, Kevin, Scott, William, and Pam, but I don't want to have him hold too long. I promised to go to calls and forgot James Corbett was coming up with the Corbett Report. He'll be joining us here in a moment from Japan. But Val in Germany, who even tried to get in yesterday, I believe. Val, you're on the air. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, hello.
Yes, welcome. You're in the Air Force?
Yes. Probably shouldn't be saying that, but, you know, in school I only have a year left, so I'm getting out.
Well, no, I just see it on the screen. I guess you told them yesterday when you tried to get in, but you got through today, or perhaps it was already up there from today. But regardless, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about a few things, but I'll try to make it quick. As far as what's going on in Fukushima and in Japan, I have some friends that are stationed out there near Yokota, and they're telling me that the military, they're going door to door, finding Americans, bringing them onto the American base, bringing them on military planes and flying them back to the States. That's how dangerous the situation is out there.
Well, that's confirmed by 2 days ago, CNN, where the military is considering forced evacuation of not just government but all Americans. You're saying you've confirmed that from your Air Force connections in Japan.
Well, because, of course, you know, they say that the Japanese or, you know, the people who they're saying it's not that dangerous. But, of course, you said it on your show. It's been confirmed, and I'm reconfirming it. The situation is very dangerous. I'm going to continue to get updates of what's going on because, of course, I'm concerned for my friends. But the situation is very bad. It's in the food. It's in the water.
But what you're telling us, Val, what you're telling us from Germany is a little more. They say they're considering forced evacuation. You're saying it's already going on.
It's already going on. It's already going on. Not only that, in the area, I'm almost certain that a lot of the power is out, except for the bases. They refuse to turn off the power on the bases. So most of that area is black, and then you'll see like a little blip of light, which is...
Well, that was in the news over the weekend that the Japanese had asked people not to use power and that they were doing rolling blackouts, but you're saying the U.S. bases have still got power.
Yeah, the U.S. bases still have power.
Well, I mean, does this mean that finally the U.S. military is going to leave Japan? The Japanese government's begged for it for decades, but now that they may just be completely pulling out because of the radiation? I mean, that shows our military thinks it's uninhabitable. I mean, this radiation isn't going anywhere.
I mean, this may be the catalyst for what they need to boot them out. Because, like you said, they're already tired of them being there. And it's gotten so bad, you know, the back and forth. Turn off the lights. No, we're not turning it off. Turn off the lights. Turn. You know, it's gotten so bad that I guess higher government in Japan is getting involved, trying to get them to turn off the lights. But sooner or later, it'll be empty anyway. None of them will be there. So,
well, Val, this is key information. So you're in the Air Force in Germany, and you've talked to other people in Germany or folks you know in the Air Force in Japan that have told you this?
Yes.
So both?
Yes, for sure.
Have they said anything about a cover-up, about the real levels of radiation?
The real levels of radiation I have not heard about, but as the days go on and I speak to more friends, I find out different things. That is a question I'm going to have to ask because things are moving so fast over there, and friends, they're just ending up here in Germany because what's happening is this is like Germany is like a big hub. So when people deploy or things like that or they're coming back from deployment, they come here first.
Absolutely. So, the biggest bases in Europe are there. And the big hospitals and the air bases and the rest of it. So a key area. Val, anything else you think is important that people should know?
Well, the situation with Libya, what I'm afraid of is not the airstrikes and things that are going on. I'm afraid of what will happen after that because things are already scattered and the quote-unquote allies are not getting along at all. Despite what they say in the news, they're not getting along at all. And, of course, everyone ultimately wants power over the oil because this is just a big oil war. And, well, I'm not going to go in depth about the president.
Let me ask you, as a private citizen, what are the troops around you think? Are they excited about the war or do they not like it on average?
Absolutely not. Not excited about the war at all.
Good.
They think it's a fake. Getting the phone. A lot of us are getting out, but we don't want to be a part of it. This is when I
is any of the military are any of the Air Force folks that you're there with. Are they concerned about the president following UN orders and not consulting Congress?
That hasn't been brought up, but I'm concerned about it because they do that because they slowly strip away at our rights. And the military, you know, we get even less rights than the citizens.
All right. So, well, Val, you're awesome. Stay in touch with us. Very important phone call. Now, listen, I said I'd go to calls quickly, but that one took about 5-6 minutes, and I've got our guest waiting in the wings. I promise that we will go to your phone calls before this hour ends, Kevin, Scott, William, and others. The first-time caller line is open, 800-259-9231, only first-time callers. And we'll take calls while James Corbett is our guest. He joins us from Japan. And we're also, towards the end of the show today, going to announce the video contest winners for the answer to 1984-1776. But James Corbett is an independent journalist, has been living and working in Japan since 2004. He's been writing and producing the Corbett Report that people really have found to be extremely informative and incisive, an online multimedia news information source. His forthcoming book, Reportage, Essays on the New World Order, will be available very soon. CorbettReport.com is his website. He's also got another announcement of why he wasn't in Japan that he's going to make on air. We appreciate him being a tough guy with a stiff upper lip, chin up, joining us, and everybody should pray for James Corbett and his family. James, first, because you said you wanted to make the announcement, why you weren't in Japan when this happened, joining us via video Skype back in Japan. You got back yesterday, and then let's get into what you're seeing on the ground there.
Right. Well, as I told my listeners just before I went on my little hiatus, unfortunately, I was dealing with the loss of my mother, and I was going back to Canada for her funeral. And incredibly enough, it was just the day after the earthquake that I actually left Japan to go back to Canada, and I spent over a week there, and I've just gotten back to Japan. So during that time, I obviously wasn't following the news very carefully, so you were covering things. I've been catching up over the last couple of days. You were covering things excellently and are probably better informed about this than I am, but I've gotten back, and I'm scrambling to catch up, and so now I'm back, and I'm working on the Corbett Report again and conducting interviews and writing articles. And
well, we're sorry for your loss, but now, James, you were there for the earthquake. Tell us where you are located in Japan.
So I am on the western side of the main island of Honshu, and it's about, I would say, 700 kilometers, that's about 400 miles for my American friends, southwest of Fukushima. So it's quite a ways away, and obviously out here we didn't feel a thing. The first I ever heard of the earthquake was when I was online, you know, looking at news. So I didn't feel a thing. There was no tsunami here. It was just the images coming in, and I was watching them like everybody else. And at the time, of course, I was just preparing to go back to Canada, so I wasn't thinking about the effects of the tsunami or the lasting effects, but obviously we're seeing that now. But as you may know, I'm an English teacher here in Japan. I teach at elementary schools and junior high schools, and today was the elementary school graduation ceremony because the school year ends here in March rather than in July like back home. So people were having the graduation ceremony, and I was there watching it, and we had a moment of silence at the beginning of it for the victims of the earthquake and the tsunami, and it was pretty powerful. During that moment of silence, I was thinking about an image that I saw in the newspaper this morning, and I'll hold it up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers out there. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. It's basically someone kneeling in front of a twisted wreck of metal and just remains. And this is actually a bus that was transporting kindergarten children who were being transported away during the earthquake, and they were trying to get to high ground, and the tsunami came. And it took over the bus. It flipped it around. It landed on its side in a pool of gasoline that was leaking from a gas station, and the gasoline ignited. And those children end up as charred cinders. And these types of stories are coming out absolutely every single day, and we're just seeing more and more horrific scenes from what the devastation that took place. Over 24,000 now dead and missing. So just indescribable scenes coming out of that part of Japan. And obviously I'm not there, but obviously everyone is, thoughts and prayers are with those people right now, including myself. And now as we speak, of course, the black smoke is belching out of reactors 2 and 3 with their deadly payload of iodine-131 and cesium-234 and cesium-237. And as you just mentioned, reactor 2 is now spurting out neutron beams. So it's a horrific situation, and it's only getting worse.
What do you think of Ann Coulter writing articles and going on TV with a straight face and saying this is actually going to keep us all from getting cancer and it's nutritious? We have called her booking agent and said we're going to pay the fee, which is a lot of money, and the airline tickets, everything, and they get very angry with us. I demand she go to Fukushima, and if it's so good, and drink water out of that reactor.
There is just no accounting for that ghoul and the despicable comments that she's making. And I really hope that a year or two from now, when there are little children dying of leukemia out there, I really hope that she looks in the mirror and realizes that she has sold her soul to go and just pimp these ideas for these corporations to which she's enslaved to. It's just despicable and it's unthinkable. And I'm glad at least that no one's listening to the things that she has to say.
Well, it's insane. I mean, I wonder if she actually believes it, because it is insane.
It's unthinkable.
She talked about the people in Japan. She said it's good for them.
Well, I hope she'll come. I hope she'll come, and I'll be here to welcome her and you know, lead her to the site so she can go and experience it for herself.
Well, I don't want you to do that. We know it's deadly. And as the plant head said last Friday, breaking down and crying, saying he couldn't cover up anymore, he said this is lethal. This is going to kill people. And we have gotten reports of people in and around the area with red faces vomiting. But the Japanese are so stoic, a lot of them are still following orders. Bloomberg reports Fukushima engineer says he helped cover up flaw at Daiichi number reactor 4. That's Bloomberg. That came out last night. One of the reactors at the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant may have been relying on flawed steel to hold the radiation in its core, according to an engineer who helped build its containment vessel 4 decades ago. And I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, but it's... the article's up there on Bloomberg. You've lived in Japan now for 8-9 years, so you could probably pronounce it. But dealing with this, are the Japanese people buying into the propaganda? Because first they said no problem. Now they admit 1,600 times safe levels of radiation up to 20 kilometers away, most of it going out to sea towards the U.S. Iceland reporting they picked up radiation yesterday that's already gone over North America towards Europe. What are the Japanese saying and doing here? Does it concern them that the U.S. military is talking about forced evacuations of Americans because it's so radioactive?
Well, the sense here is that I think the Japanese people are smarter than that, and they know not to trust the government and TEPCO on things like these, because, of course, we've seen all sorts of nuclear disasters here, from the Tokaimura incident in 1999, which was the Tokyo Electric Power Company, and it was they lied over and over and over again about the extent of that disaster, and people know that that it is a cover-up. But again, it's difficult to understand unless you've been here and know the culture, but the people here are just not the type that are going to rise up and revolt anytime soon, and in some ways that's a blessing, in some ways it's a curse.
Yeah, because what good would it do now? I mean, I just think the executives that stored 600,000 plus fuel rods on top of reactors, they need to do what China does. They need to have trials. I know Japan, does Japan have the death penalty?
Yes, it does.
It's lethal injection, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think there needs to be some people getting executed over this. And then next time in America, in Europe, in Japan, these executives will think twice. I mean, they should be executed. I'm going to say it right now. When their own engineers are coming out and saying there were cover-ups and safety, execute them. It's that simple.
Well, I tell you what, Japan has a big, long history of leaders committing suicide when they've messed up in a big way, and this is a case where they've messed up in a big way. So who knows what will happen? But at any rate, the idea that the TEPCO and the government has been covering up what's going on and has not been releasing information and is trying to downplay this incident is despicable. And if the puppet, commonly known as President Obama, or more accurately, his string pullers, were at all serious about the idea of military-backed human intervention, they would have been out here deploying U.S. military assets to do the sarcophagus option and dropping cement on that site. You had an excellent article up yesterday from Hiroshi Takashi at Infowars.com, what they're covering up at Fukushima, that everybody needs to go and read, because he's shooting from the hip, and he is a nuclear expert who's basically saying that that they're just ludicrous trying to downplay this, and the only real option left is to bury that place in cement and give up, because the idea that they're ever going to get these reactors going again is ludicrous.
Well, they continue to explode, they continue to smoke, they continue to belch out intensifying levels of radiation, and more here in the U.S., the NCAA March Madness and things, and the Libya thing is starting to eclipse this, with our media telling us that radiation is not a problem. The problem is, even when it comes in low levels, it comes in over and over again as the weeks draw on. It's the cumulative. Same thing in Japan. First it was 25 times, then 100 times, then 200, then 400. Now it's 1,600 times in these areas because it continues to fall on the ground and build up. That's the cumulative effect. That's what's so dangerous about a meltdown.
That's exactly right. It's not even the plume itself, which I hate to say this, but luckily for me, where I am, it's heading east, which is horrible for everyone in North America, obviously. But it's not even the plume itself. It's just the fallout that's coming out around that plant is going to be in the soil for thousands of years, as we know, well, billions, really, the half-life of some of these elements. And it's going to contaminate the food supply. It already is. And the wastewater from these reactors are coming out straight into the Pacific.
Stay there, James Corbett, Corbett Report. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Okay, I want to go to Kevin, Scott, William, and many others, first-time callers that are patiently holding. James Corbett will be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. So we got Aaron Dykes joining us as well on HARP. I want to announce the answer to 1984-1776 winners. I'll do that today, but I'm going to play some of them tomorrow and spend more time on it. Biggest response ever, over 1,500 videos we've counted up that were sent in. All of you are huge winners in the fight against the globalists. We first announced that we were going to do this when the TSA announced cash prizes for TSA fear-mongering videos in Walmart and in a total 9,000 locations, not just Walmarts, 846 Walmarts and 8,000-plus other facilities, Mall of America, big jumbotrons for videos produced by citizens. We've seen a lot of them. There's sniveling, bootlicking, sycophantic, fear-mongering police state videos. We have absolutely dominated them. 1,500 videos, some of them with 50,000, 100,000 views, totaled together. No way it's not a million or more views. Devastating attack on the globalists in the info war. Every permutation you can imagine of resistance. Very exciting. It was very hard to pick the winners, but we'll be doing that at the very end of the transmission today. I want to go to calls, but we're going to do that when we come back at the start of the next hour in T-minus 5 minutes with Kevin, Scott, William, and others. But other points, you know, because I'm asking some questions here. What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind dealing with the devastation? I mean, obviously, these executives, government people that push this, they should all commit seppuku or be executed. I'm not a person that would ever commit suicide. I love life. But if I was one of these reactor people that had lied and done this, I don't know how I could live with myself. I mean, and I'm not here just calling for retribution. They need to be punished so that other executives around the world realize they're not going to get away with this stuff.
Absolutely. There is a precedent being set here, and let's hope it's not a precedent that these companies will get away with this with impunity as people start dropping like flies from this deadly radiation. But one thing that I want to ask is that I'm not here claiming to be an expert on what's going on or saying that I have all the answers, but I want to be an information resource for people, especially English speakers in Japan, to try to get information about what's going on. So I have put up an article today, resources related to the Fukushima nuclear crisis, that has some online resources, some radiation monitoring levels and things that people can use if they're here in Japan. Also some other details like the xenon 133 plume spread that you posted on Prison Planet the other day. I've got that up there too. I want more resources, more online things that people can use to check radiation levels and things like that. So if people out there know of any, please contact me through the website. Also if people have ideas for guests or for interviews for me to conduct, I'm all ears about that too. And another thing that I think is really important, I'd really like to direct people to some sort of organization that's providing aid and relief to the people over in the stricken area of northeastern Japan. But I just don't know what organization to recommend at this point. Obviously, we know about the Red Cross and the way that it's handled donations in the past. So I don't want to start recommending groups without knowing anything about them. So if people know of any groups or can direct me to some, I'll have to start interviewing representatives and seeing if there's a recommendation I can make, because obviously people there need our help.
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, it's important to give. The problem is the Red Cross, United Way have been caught giving to gun grabbers with the money and normally keeping about half of it. I think small churches, local community organizations, local prefecture governments, I think that's the ticket. And to just give. I know my wife's given some online, and she's tried to do her best. We're trying to get together a shipment. We held back some of the potassium iodate and didn't sell it, that we're trying to get shipped to Japan, but to the right group. We're in there trying to get that together. Perhaps you can recommend a group, because I know the Japanese were ordering it from us, and I thought, wow, I don't want to have them order it from us. You know, we held back about 10% or so of it to try to ship to Japan, and then we get so busy, I floundered around finding where to ship that into Japan. Maybe I can ship it into you, and then you can get it to them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.